and so that's been nice. And I spent a lot of time at the shop because of that. But then on top of that, just going to meet everybody. You know, I've said it a few times, but they have so many employees, and just going and trying to, you know, meet the same person more than one time so I can remember their name and put a face to their name, because I feel like that's important. You know, just I want to be able to walk in the shop, and if I have a question about something or an issue with something from the previous weekend, I want to know exactly where to go, walk to that guy and you know, call him by their name and talk to him. And even when we have success, I want to be able to walk around and shake people's hand and know their name. And so that's been a process, just learning that many people's name. So it's been a busy off season for sure.
Got time for one more.
I haven't really thought much about it, to be honest. You know, I think there's always change, right? And so, whether it's Dale Jr. retiring and somebody else getting in his car, or you know, Jeff Gordon retiring and somebody else getting in his car, or, you know, whatever. There's always change. That's you know, that's something about life, is the only constant is change. And so for me, I haven't really put much thought about getting in the 10 car and it being somebody else's car. I just, when I get in the car, the only thing I see is a windshield, and I see 39 other drivers that I want to go out and want to beat. And so for me, you know, I drove the sport's most iconic car for the last 6 years. So if you want to talk about it from that aspect, there's been more pressure driving that Petty Blue 43 car than I think I'll ever have driving a black and white 10 car. So I haven't really put that much thought into it.
All right. Thank you, Art. All right, joining us now is Chase Elliott. And Chase, do you want to talk about the hat at all, or should I avoid that? not a ton of laps under your belt so far, but can you talk a little bit about what it's like to drive the new Camaro out there?
Yeah, it's been, you know, for me, you know, behind the wheel, it's really hard to tell, you know, what changes there are when you're out there by yourself. I think, you know, the changes will probably become more apparent, hopefully, when we get to, you know, say Atlanta, or get to some of the tracks that, you know, that the changes are going to become important at. So out there making laps is so hard to tell. So I think until we get in those situations and kind of get some races under our belt as not only an organization, but as a, you know, as a manufacturer as a whole, to see exactly how we stack up, I think it'll be tough to say until then.
Great. Any questions for Chase?
Yeah, as far as the feel goes, it's so hard to tell. You know, I have a hard time feeling much anything. I'm going so fast. I'm guessing anyways. But no, I think until we get into situations where we're racing and we get some more general analysis of, hey, you know, the Chevrolets are better, or the Chevys are qualifying better, or the Chevys are racing better. I think until we get some of those generalizations of exactly how we stack up, it's going to be hard to just make a guesstimation of how the thing drives and say it's better or worse. It's hard for me to tell out there by myself. But the car looks great. I mean, I don't know from a manufacturer standpoint, from the public eye standpoint, I don't know how you could not identify, you know, the Camaro with the Camaro on the street. I mean, it looks the same. So I think that's something to be very proud of from Chevrolet. The work they did on that and you know, the thought process behind it. I mean, it's the same car. It looks just like it. So I think job well done from that standpoint.
For you, with your fan base and fan engagement and interaction, how much important is that for you as a driver, especially being a young driver, pulling those new vans in?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, look, I, you know, as I've said before, I'm going to be me, and you know, I'm not as active as a lot of people are on Twitter. I think that's just because that's the way my personality is, and I'm not going to jump out of the box of my personality to appease other people. Never have been that way, and I'm not going to be that way. So, you know, I have been very lucky to have had some great supporters over the past couple of years, and I hope we can grow that. But, you know, look, I want people to, if they want to pull for me or like me, I want it to be because of who I am and the person I am and the way I carry myself. And if I'm not the right guy for somebody, then, hey, there's 39 other people to choose from, and I think that's your choice. So I'll respect it either way. Spent some time out there. Spent a couple weeks in some warmer weather down in Costa Rica, which was fun, and went to the ball game, which was fun for a little while. So, you know, it's been great so far, and kind of been wide open the past few weeks, and excited to get home and spend these last few weeks at home before we get back going and get to Daytona here real soon, as everybody in here knows. It is.
Is there a psychological comfort level change in having that in the car?
I don't think so. I mean, I think it, you know, I listened to Eric and his answer a second ago, and y'all asked him about it, and, you know, frankly, I can't see the outside of the car from the inside. So, you know, it, at the end of the day, is it going to make me go any faster? No, probably not. Do I think it looks better? Yes, I do. Is it my favorite number? Yes, it is. Has it always been my favorite number? Yes, it has been. So, you know, all those things are great. I'm very lucky and honored to carry the number that I've carried for a number of years before this year. So, it's like getting back home to me from that sense. But no, I don't think it's gonna make me go any faster or slower. So, I wish it did make us go faster. I'd love that, but unfortunately, numbers don't.
Good time for one more.
I mean, I think it's circumstantial. I mean, I you know, I think in life in general, you can't let people run over you and let them get away with it. Otherwise, they're just going to keep doing it. And I think that's just a part of life. If you let somebody control you too much, they're probably going to take advantage of you as it goes on. That happens in workplaces every day. It happens in racing. I'm sure it happens in football, baseball, you know, basketball, the whole deal. So I'm a big believer in that. So, you know, I'll race guys as they race me. And you know, obviously I want to beat people the right way, because I think that's at the end of the day, you know, racing people the right way and doing it with respect is probably going to make them more mad than it would if you did something dirty to get by them. So I'm a big believer in that, and I think that that's the best way to do it, and that's kind of the way I've tried to do it in the past. I've made mistakes like everybody else, but you know, I think it's important to, you know, carry yourself and try not to let people run over you.
We can take a couple more if anybody has any.
You know, I think our preparation over the past 2 years has been really, really good. I believe in the process of how we do things in our team and what was the 24 team and now the 9 team. I think Alan has done a great job of building a consistent, you know, week-by-week approach to the races and how we prepare on Tuesdays to how we debrief after races, putting the amount of effort that needs to go into certain areas to improve performance. And I think that, you know, for us, it's not really things I can share with you guys, but when we have had issues or we have had weak points, when we have gone to work on those points, we've made them better. You know, and I was you know, very, very proud of our team and the way we ran in the final 10 weeks last year. There wasn't one person, every one of y'all included, that thought we were going to do what we did in the last 10 weeks. And I think that's something to be proud of. So I know it didn't end like we wanted it to. We had the pace to be there and to have a shot at Homestead, and we didn't. But we had the pace to do it, you know, throughout those 10 weeks, and I think that's something to be proud of. We had the pit stops to do it. We had the race strategy calls to do it. I think I can do it, and excited to go do, you know, give another shot this year.
Other disappointing outcome last night, what was the experience like?
Yeah, it was a great experience. You know, as a longtime Georgia fan, I haven't had a ton to cheer for since, you know, probably early 2000. So, you know, a few high spots here and there. But, yeah, I think that's something that's great about being loyal to a team. You know, you're not always gonna have, you know, your day, as Corey Smith says in his song. But, you know, I think that you stick with them long enough and you trust in the process that they're doing, and it makes you proud to be a fan when they do have their day, and I believe they will sometimes. So I'm excited to keep watching, and it's not going to run me off from pulling for them again next year.
Your signboard out there, are you going to run that all year like that?
Yeah. I don't know. I saw it. I got a pretty good laugh out of that, too. I rounded the corner and saw that nice tape job 9, but I don't know. We might keep it fresh, at least. Well, it might confuse William, I guess. You know, before, I guess I could have just run the 9 signboard and nobody would have ever known, but I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Thanks, Chase.
Yep.
All right. And finally, joining us now is Ryan Blaney. And Ryan, statistically, your finishes have gotten better with each time that you've been here. Do you feel a